Hi, thanks for staying with Sharad and I on Consider This. Let's continue our conversation about the newly tabled Independent Police Conduct Commission Bill. We have joining us on the line now Maria Chin Abdullah. She's the PKR MP for Petaling Jaya. Maria, good evening. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Now, the Perikatan National Government had already said back in March that it planned to recall the IPCMC Bill, so we knew its withdrawal was coming. But did you anticipate that the IPCMC bill would replace it?
The IPCC bill was meant to replace the IPCMC, which was quite watered down during the 2019. But it was supposed to be a big improvement because 2019, the Parliamentary Select Committee was particularly set up, first time ever, under the Pakatan Harapan government, we set up a parliamentary select committee to actually have a thorough feedback on the IPCMC. And we did that. And it was led by YB Ramkapal. And they went through the whole country talking to a lot of people. And they gave them the feedback. So we were actually looking forward to a much amended bill. But when I saw this IPCC, it was totally not what I expected.
Maria, is there a kind of bipartisan conversation going on about this bill, considering that it's a kind of political hot potato and, you know, there are voices that say this is anti-police and so on and so forth? Do you believe that there is, in fact, a robust bipartisan support for police reform?
Bipartisan consultation took place, definitely. Yeah, and especially when the select committee was set up, there was a lot of conversation going around across the party. We understand that at that time, the present government, then was the opposition, was actually very critical of it. So that's why the parliamentary select committee was set up, to actually try to understand further what were the key constraints and key concerns of the police. And those were actually taken into consideration, and the report was supposed to be discussed, and the bill, which was a much amended one, was supposed to be discussed on the third reading.
Right. So the debate on this new IPCC bill has been postponed. It's been postponed to the next day, session. Do you know why it was postponed, Maria?
Well, the minister did not even bother to give us a reason why he postponed it. He says that it is at their discretion to postpone it. We weren't even able to even ask for a reason.
Maria, is it possible for police reform to get bipartisan support? Is it not just with the consultative process, but in some sort of a negotiation over what would be good for the country? Is bipartisan and a bipartisan approach even thinkable in this current political climate?
I think it's possible. You see, the heading Independent Police Conduct Commission is actually a compromise, because initially it was called misconduct, police right. Misconduct and so forth. So the title itself brings forth to say that, it is about the police conduct, which appeared to be more palatable, apparently. But there were also other clauses that were included to allow the police to actually have a right to reply, to actually talk about their welfare. So those things were actually included. Yeah. So, but if you look at this new IPCC 2020, it doesn't actually say anything about the welfare of the police, nor even touch on the fact that, there's a need to raise awareness about the welfare of the police.
Maria, when we talk about police reform, this is a conversation that's been going on for such a long time. And I'm wondering if you think that the police has a lot of political power here in Malaysia.
They have a lot of say. Yeah. When this bill IPCMC was brought up, the police was the key resistance, but also the political parties, because I felt that, you know, they didn't quite understand what the IPCMC entails, because it is not just about police abuse of power or police misconduct. Yeah. Built in, if you remember, there was a Royal Commission of Inquiry. And that Royal Commission of Inquiry actually was very comprehensive, very sensitive to the needs of the police, included their housing needs, their social welfare needs, their education, the children, and everything else. So those good values and all that were actually supposed to be captured into the IPCMC. But along the way, the welfare of the police got kind of lost. And somehow or other, the police abuse and death in custody became primary. I think both of these topics need to have equal weightage and needs attention of the government as well. So therefore, it was actually debated in the last year that the welfare of the police and even more allocation needs to be put to the police to take care of the barracks, which is looking like slums. And so forth. So those things were actually in the conversation, and therefore I feel that, you know, this present government must bring back all those values and the conversation and the concern for the police welfare back into
the
conversation.
Maria, we have just about half a minute left. I want to ask you very quickly, if you think that, you know, there's a divide between people who think checks and balances need to be put in place on police powers and those who say that the police are sufficient to police themselves, they don't need external, I don't know where the independent in this particular bill is or what independent oversight there is. I mean, is there a philosophical divide?
I think that you need to have an independent body for the check and balance, because looking at all the cases that we are getting, we are not getting any answers from those who have disappeared, those who have actually died. So I think that this body is necessary, but it has to work with the police. And if you look at the revised IPCMC, that kind of check and balance, the working together with the police, including the IGP into the committee, all these actually take into consideration the feelings of the police, so that they don't feel that, you know, external people are trying to impose things into it. And so therefore, I think that, you know, those kind of conversation needs to be talked about.
Maria, thank you so much for speaking with us tonight. We appreciate your time. Unfortunately, that's all we have for you on this episode of Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutan, signing off the evening.
Thank you so much for watching. Good night, folks.